Well, everybody, welcome to the Everyday Novelist NaNoWriMo Write Through. Today's episode is a little bit late. It's coming out in the evening instead of the morning because I wound up on the road all day for some very stupid reasons and was not able to cut this thing at the customary time of first thing when I wake up. So, sorry about the lateness. Tomorrow's should be on time. Without any further ado, here's the check-in.
All right, well, welcome to day five of A Bunch of Crazy People Try to Do NaNoWriMo from a Standing Start. I am Dan Sawyer, but you know about that already. Tori today is having one of her travel days. She is on the road, and she had a complete and total word count of zero before she took off. Ben is also not here today. He is again swamped with work, and he has a complete and total word count of zero because he's swamped with work. Kitty is here today. Kitty, what is your complete and total word count today?
Zero, zed, zilch.
And why is today a zero day for you?
I have been packing. I have been patching and mending and packing.
I'm sensing a packing theme.
Oh, did I mention the packing?
Yeah, a lot of packing, huh?
Yeah, I'm leaving for several months. Tomorrow early in the morning, and
yay!
So there's no time to pack in the morning. Oh, shut up.
And she gets you all winter.
I know, but I'm gonna miss my dog. Also Dan, but my dog.
You'll have her cat.
Yes, but she sheds.
Not at the moment. At the moment, she is all clumpy and needs to be shaved.
Dude,
I'll be happy to
shaving
shave her.
A cat is so much fun. It's like a blood sport.
It is a blood sport, yes. I need another person to help me with that.
There you go. That's going to be your project for the winter, is shaving a cat.
Yes, so back on topic.
Back on topic.
The reason that needed to find things is not because I'm the organized one, but because I have a unique file system that only I can understand and cannot easily be explained. And it's like, oh, that file, it's under the pile beneath the three-toed wasp.
Three-toed wasp? Wow, things are interesting on your planet. Well, joining us today also is Dee Dee. How are you, Dee Dee?
I'm very tired. I want to go to bed now. Can I go to bed now?
No, you cannot. Because you have to talk
Why
about
not?
Your words.
Oh, okay. Well, I did good today.
You did? What'd you do?
2717.
Nice. Let me put that on the spreadsheet here. 2717. That makes up for
a little bit of my zero-ness when I was sick.
4794. Your total word count is 4794. Hooray! Congratulations.
Thank you.
I had a migraine today, and so at the moment, between the migraine and all the packing and the last minute organizing and finishing up the paperwork that we needed to do for me to take over business functions while Kitty is off gallivanting in the cornfields. Don't ask. There was a book about that, Children of the Corn. If you read that, you know everything you need about what her winter's going to be like. She's the one that walks behind the rose, or in this case, beneath the rose. But because of that, I, at the moment, have zero words. I may be able to...
Oh my God.
I know. May be able to do a shift tonight, but up to this point, it was a really bad headache today. I was flat all day.
Yeah.
The frequency of those has reduced to about one every month or two instead of one or two a week, which is amazing.
That is good.
When he says that he was flat all day, I had to get a tire pump and inflate him so that he could get to dinner.
And that's the level of tired we are. 2,700 words. That's excellent. Congratulations.
Thank you. I think that's why I'm so freaking tired. I got up early and wrote, and then I went to work, and then, yeah, I'm tired. But I was right. Getting up early is definitely the thing for me.
Fantastic.
Because the part of my brain that is like, you can't do this, isn't actually awake yet.
That's a good part to have asleep. My favorite time to write is late at night for exactly the same reason, because at that point, that part of my brain has gotten exhausted from all the working all day, so I can just relax. and chill with the words.
Yeah, that part of my brain doesn't seem to go back to sleep until my whole brain goes back to sleep. So, but yeah, right toward the end of writing this morning, it started waking up and I was like, oh, okay, that's it.
Nice.
I'm done. I'll get back to this tomorrow morning. But
well, that's a good run. Congratulations. You keep it that, you're going to be back ahead of schedule in another 2 days.
That would be very nice. I would just really like to make the $17.50 a day. That'll make me really happy.
You've been doing stunningly well on that. So you did one 1,300 word day, a 700 word day, and now a 2,700 word day. So
yep.
But you're right now only 2,000 words behind, less than 2,000 words behind me, only 1,200 words behind me. And I did 2,250, 1,136, 2,058, and 7,58. So I'm a little behind schedule, but yeah, you're within a day of overtaking me, and that's pretty cool.
I have never beat you in a word race. That would be awesome.
I may have to lay on the gas, stay just far enough ahead of you to keep you running.
Well, you know, it's also, I'm trying to make this a daily thing because I would really like to be a professional writer. But I am in the process of quitting smoking and losing weight at the same time, so I'm not sure which habit is going to actually happen.
Well, you do. It does help to replace one addiction with another.
Well, I can't write every time I have a craving for a cigarette.
The hell not?
Keep a pencil.
Because I get them when I'm driving.
Oh, there's that. You can chew on the end of your pencil. Wouldn't get words down, but it would keep you sort of connected with writing.
I don't know about that.
You could lick a frog.
Lick a frog?
I mean, I could probably write after sex because, you know, those parts of my brain that I don't want to be awake, they're totally not working after sex. So that would be a good time.
Well, you
to
are
write,
writing but... a romance novel.
I am writing a romance novel.
Only a little push from romance into erotica.
Well, I've already published erotica. That's a non-issue.
Oh, that's true. I forgot about that. Yep, yep. All righty. Well, that's... unless you have any conversation topics you wish to advance?
So far, I really dislike every block of dialogue I've done.
Oh?
Yeah.
Rant about your dialogue.
I don't know. I don't feel like it's actually touching on any of the emotions that the characters are supposed to be feeling. Sharon, the protagonist's mom, is like supposed to be laying into the dad, Richard. And yeah, I think it comes off really flat and crap.
Basically, what you're writing is bare and functional rather than having the sort of layers in it that people do when they're evading and insulting and all that sort of stuff.
I know a great deal about where I want the characters to be coming from, but I can't really seem to tap into the actual emotion of that. And I don't know if that should be bothering me or not.
No, it's certainly something worth working on. And whether it should be bothering you or not, I suppose that depends on what the bothering induces you to do with it.
At the moment, I'm trying not to, you know, erase everything and start over.
That would be
good.
But
that's kind of where my editor gets stuck at the moment is, this sucks. This is not emotional. This does not have any emotion whatsoever. This is completely wooden dialogue.
Well, it might be, but, you know, sometimes you have to start off with a tree before you get a nice sculpture to hack your way through it and find the form inside.
Okay, that's a thought.
And dialogue, like anything else, it takes practice. And most people tend to be really good at either description or dialogue out of the gate because they gravitate towards one or the other initially, and then they have to learn the other through doing. Your descriptions are incredibly florid and very vivid. So it makes sense that dialogue would be a more difficult part because it's a different way of thinking about words and drawing pictures with words. Because when you're drawing pictures with dialogue, it's very indirect. And when you're doing pictures with descriptions, it's very direct. And so it's a whole different way of approaching words.
The other thing that I was really trying hard not to do is use Sharon the mom as an opportunity to just dump a bunch of backstory. I'm not exactly sure how to fix that at the moment.
Find excuses for backstory to come up.
Well, I thought that the fight was going to be an excuse for the backstory to come up, but it just felt so contrived that I put in brackets, find a place for the damn backstory, and I just kept going.
That works. as you go, you may find places to, because you don't, the lovely thing about backstory is if, especially character backstory, if you dump it in little nuggets, it actually becomes character development.
That's true.
And not just what's revealed, but when and why it comes up. That actually reveals character in a way that just having the info dump doesn't.
That might be why that whole, her ranting thing went flat, is because I took away the reason for her ranting. And originally I was going to throw in the backstory there about why she was leaving him, because it's really important that she leaves him, first part of the story. Mm-hmm. But if I don't put backstory in right at that moment, the mom character doesn't have anything to be pissed off about. So I think that's where I kind of was like, okay, that just deflated on me.
It sounds like you've got a sharp enough idea of what's going on that as you get more in touch with the characters on an organic level, it's going to occur to you what's missing, and you can just at that point pop back in the manuscript and redo that scene the way that the story wants it to be done, because then you'll know how.
I also keep going back and forth between having Briar go with her mom when she leaves her dad, and having something happen that makes her...
I recommend she runs off with aliens.
No, I'm thinking I'm going to leave the aliens out of this one.
Damn it.
You're going to have to put aliens on your island.
Shh. They are the aliens.
Oh, the island is on a different planet, huh? Oh, it's going to be a fun book to read.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, anyway, that's where we are. It's been a long day, and I'm going to get some rest and maybe try to write, or maybe sleep and try to write lots more tomorrow so I can stay ahead of Dee Dee. And Kitty, you're going to be editing on the plane, aren't you, rather than writing?
Probably. I just can't imagine trying to set up the Dell laptop.
You've got that 17-inch laptop.
On a...
on a tray table.
Tray table in the plane. I might be able to write on my 3.5-hour load.
Yeah, that would be a good time to write.
So anyway, that's our today. Tomorrow, hopefully, it will be more words for me, more words for Dee Dee, but not quite as many, so that I will stay ahead.
Hey.
Well, you might pull ahead at some point, but you know, I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't work for it. So until then,
you can't actually hear me sticking my tongue out.
I can't hear you sticking your tongue out now.
Well, I am.
Well, fine then. Oh boy,
this everybody is... but Dan, shut up.
We will see you all tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian, and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.
Support this podcast and keep us going. Go to everydaynovelist.com/support to join up.